in the gas tank. Boom, boom. Tank, boom, boom. I'm going higher than before. I killed him, Gilbert.
I'm Elmira, and I will love him and squeeze him and hug him and call him George.
I'm thinking this kid has too many pets and neglecting them all.
They're all different kids.
If you look at the YouTube video, they're all different kids. This is a redhead girl.
Those are bunnies.
I'm so happy, so very happy.
When I'm together with my pet. Lovey, lovey, dovey, with my pet.
I still think I like how much is that puppy in the window. The one with a wiggly tail.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another fine episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
Oh, we're good and drunk.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
I am Jason. With me today is, of course, the lovely Danielle. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Are we getting drunk?
I'm already there.
Woohoo! And returning this week again is Jolene. Hello, Jolene.
Hey.
How are we doing tonight?
Hey, girl.
Oh, I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Yay.
Great, great.
Yay.
Awesome.
She's staying with me. I mean, hi.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
That's
hey,
off-air
girl,
talk
hey.
There. But we, if it's your first time listening, we talk about movies usually, and the last movie we just did was Harry and the Hendersons. You can find that on the same pod player that you're listening to us now, and give that a listen. And along with that film, we have talked about our top five movie pets.
We are talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Yes, we shall be. Yeah. Not yet. Are we now?
Not yet. Now.
Now.
Okay. How we're stepping
wait,
from
she burped,
the top
so
from.
Now.
Like halfway through the now,
yeah.
I think. Okay.
That's our transition.
That's the transition.
I'm drunk. I slur like my mother when I'm drunk.
It's not slurring. It's talking
it's
in cursive.
Genetic.
You're fine.
Just to let you listeners know, we
it's
do the movie
cursive.
First, and then we do the top five afterwards. So the top five is always more drunk than
hey.
The movie, but we're talking pets and movies.
Yes.
How did you girls do with finding these? Okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
I had lots to choose from.
Yeah?
I did.
You found them pretty
I
easily?
Did.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I had,
here's the thing. I like knew three right off the bat. Like, I'm like, oh, it involves pets. And then I was like, I got this. And then I turned around and I was like, I got a Google. Because I don't fucking got this. Which is me every
well,
fucking time.
It's always
time.
Good, too, to Google. Well, that'd be something you missed.
Right.
Forgot.
And
like,
then all of a sudden
oh,
you
yeah.
start going through and you're like, oh, my God, I remember that movie when I was, like, 10 and
there
oh,
was
shit,
towards the
I
end
do.
Where, like,
yeah.
Bowles is like, hey, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe, yes, that
yeah,
one was
you
there,
start getting told and remembered and you're
one.
Like, oh,
I even
God.
Flipped through my DVDs to look at every movie and, like,
yeah.
you know, see if anything jumped out. But. Mm.
This one has a pet in it. I think I like it. I don't put
there were a couple like that that almost made it there.
Well, I do have one that's like that, but. But okay. Here's the thing. It started with the pet, so fuck off.
Okay. And I was going to go with that one, but I straight
I think you,
away.
Yeah, I was
like,
Jolene
like,
and I are on the same path with that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Well, first we do our little friendly bet here, which isn't for anything, so it doesn't really matter much. But we do a bet on how much crossover
we
have.
We do.
If you have any ideas on what we can base this bet on.
Shots. Shot.
So whoever loses
shot,
has to go
shot,
pour
shot,
the shots?
Shot, yes. Because we're all going to fucking do them. So somebody has to go pour those bitches.
Well, you said shots, so you better go pour some.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I talk
I'll
about...
Be, I'll be back, guys.
Jolene, you know you can find us on Facebook at Drunk Film Commentary.
Google Play.
You just found Google Play on your phone today.
I did. Well, I had that.
What kind of phone
like,
do you have?
Hey, an LG something.
Samsung or what?
LG.
LG's. Okay. And you got...
Yeah.
And you got Google Play right there?
Yes.
And we got your Drunk Film Commentary right there. You're subscribed.
I did now. Yeah,
our numbers are
going to
spike now.
Well, I found it like the hard way before and I downloaded it. And like when I saw it on my Google Play, I'm like, hey, it's right there for me to play right there.
Awesome.
After I downloaded it. And
we're going to go
like,
from 3 to 4.
And
listeners.
I'm like, hey, you can go right from there. I'm like, holy shit, it is right there. Because I don't like the technologies.
Well, hopefully if someone's listening now, they found us somewhere. So, well, we're available on Podomatic. We're on iTunes, of course. Everyone loves iTunes. We're on that. So we're on, like, everything. If you do a Google search for us, you'll find us on these weird ones, like Blueberry and...
You did good for mine.
Yeah.
Mine was a... Mine's the same.
Oh. You had the Admiral's one. She had the Hayward one. I had the
And I kept the Hayward because I knew.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, you got it right.
Hey, look at that.
Are we not supposed to, like, drink them all at the same time, though? Because that's, like,
dead air.
We discussed that.
I'm sorry.
Tried to burp so much there, Jolene.
You only get four, bitch. Damn.
Laka. But it's a new show, though, so it's only your first, touche. I guess.
All right. Salud.
All right, so we're going to drink these shots. We're drinking...
Real quick, though.
Hey, Cheerios, girls.
Slow.
Happy days.
Yeah.
We're drinking a Crown Royal Apple. So what'd you think of that? What do you think of the Crown Royal Apple? Thanks, Jolene, for bringing the bottle, too. Hey, that's awesome.
Yay. Well, last time I brought tequila, so I had to do something different.
Hey,
and I wasn't here last time because I would have wanted the bitch to bring tequila, but I love you.
I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
But I love you.
That was
like,
with Nadia.
We went into the drugstore and both were like, how about tequila? I'm like, I brought that last time.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Actually, this is good. I like it. So we'll see how I feel tomorrow, but I like it.
The apple, like, because... I went there, I'm like, I don't know what to bring. I brought tequila last time. I first said Tap 357, that maple whiskey, rye whiskey.
Yes.
Okay.
And then both were like, Crown Royal's good. I'm like, he's like, and they got the maple. I'm like, hey, they got maple, though. Apple seems more like summer. Maple seems more like fall.
Yes.
True.
Look at her go.
That was like the transition of the thought. Like,
this is how
I'm not a fan of maple either, so good call.
We don't like syrup.
Hey, okay.
We don't like syrup.
Because I wanted it to taste good, but I didn't want it to be too bitchy, but still had some good. And
awkwardly enough,
it.
I don't like syrup. However, I like maple syrup on bacon in the oven.
I like a little maple syrup flavor, but I don't like maple syrup.
Okay.
Like,
pancakes.
Well, I'm glad.
So you did good. Okay, high five.
I use my pancakes and make tacos out of them. I put a sausage link in there and a bacon link and some eggs and make a taco.
I can see
it. Got a taco.
Wait, do that again, because that looked weird. Yeah, that way. That was... nobody can see what he's doing
breakfast
with his hands. But
I'm eating a breakfast taco. That's what I'm doing.
That's not what he's doing.
No, okay.
It's not what it looks like when I do it.
So now that you know that we've been drinking, that plus lots of beer.
I love how she pulled us back together. She's like, look, bitches.
I try.
I try.
I'm sorry. All right. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I try to figure.
We're doing our top fives.
So who would like
to... Pet movies.
Should we, one of us bring it out, or should we have...
Let's let the new girl.
Why make her do it?
Okay.
Is that kind of rude to make the new girl start?
No, look, that bitch, don't care. She's like, I got this.
You're supposed to throw the newbie under the bus. Like, you start this shit. Let's see
what
you got.
FYI. Right, I love Jolene to death. I want to say
it.
I love Jolene to death.
But.
She doesn't have... No, there's no but in here. She doesn't have a laptop because her husband took it. But. Here's the but.
I did homework.
Hey, you're not supposed to say she's married because... Fans might... You know,
I'd still
because
bang her.
I look hot for my boy.
We gotta make her appear
I'd
single.
No, I'd
have
still
a
bang her.
Like they did with it's so hot.
Like they did with the Beatles, they have to
lie.
Let's say they were single and stuff. And
she's hot. It doesn't fucking matter if she's married or not. She's fucking hot.
No.
Also, so she brought a piece of paper with her.
I did my fucking
homework.
She did
homework. Oh my god.
I used to use paper.
Oh, shut up, honey. Nobody fucking cares about you.
I used to have piles of fucking paper.
I still love the tangibility of paper.
I still call him honey, but I'm not allowed to tell anybody else that anybody else is with a person or married or girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other. But I call him honey. Fucking idiot.
I call mine baby. And he told me way too late that he didn't like pet names. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't.
I call him baby.
Like, I tried it for a week, and I'm kind of really like, fuck, shit, fuck, I'm sorry. Like, I can't do it.
His name is Bebe. Bebe!
Bebe! Bebe is good!
Because I'm usually drunk, and I'm like, Bebe! I'm hungry. This is what he gets to put up with.
Type.
Baby.
Top five pet movies.
I feel the numbers dropping right now.
Top five pet movies.
Top five. Okay, Jolene.
Am I going first?
You're going with five. Your lowest.
Okay. My number five is the 1986 movie.
Okay.
The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
Oh.
Milo and Otis?
Do you guys remember that movie or
no?
I honestly don't, but I know, I mean, I know the movie,
Milo
but
and
no,
Otis?
I don't.
Are two dogs?
It's a dog and a kitten.
Dog and a kitten. Oh.
They're like meet on a farm, and like the dog is a pug, a little pug, and Otis, Otis is like a little orange tabby cat who's voiced by Dudley Moore. That's really the only person that
you knew of in the movie.
In the movie, yeah. Oh, he was like the one like, come on, let's just do Fly by the Seat of the Pants. Like, Milo was very stern.
The dogs and
like,
cats talk though.
It was a real dog and cat, but they had narrated voiceover.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it stemmed from like a whole relationship that like forced together at birth. Like Milo was really excited, and like it was like you're an asshole, and like you're on a farm, and then they kind of like get separated for the rest of the people. Like fuck, we're together. We don't really like each other. Now we kind of like each other, but we don't really like each other, but we accidentally get separated, and we ended up get like...
You need to find
each other.
Find each other
again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, but I got kittens, I got puppies again.
I've never seen it.
They don't make... But, like, they get separated. Like, they hate each other,
but they got puppies and babies and
Later on.
They're both, like, they're...
Not together.
They find each other on a farm together when they're both, like, very young. And then, like, shit happens, like, they move on and, like,
life
get separated from everybody else. So now they're like, fuck, we're in the wilderness by each other. We kind of got to, like,
we got to be
figure
friends.
This out, even though we don't really like each other. You, like,
I'm going to keep you alive. You're going to keep me alive.
Yeah, Dudley Moore, the voice, is really annoying, right. Like, trying to take on the puppies. Like, fuck, I don't really like you, but we had to survive. I don't want you to die, so I'm kind of fucking stuck with you. Then they eventually kind of... They go along together, and then they get split up a little bit, and they're like, I'm kind of happy, but I'm sad that we're split up because I didn't like you, but I really want to know if you're okay, and eventually they kind of meet up again, like, yeah, I'm okay, but I've grown on. Look, I got kittens. Look, I got puppies now, too. Oh, we're all
We
okay.
all have family.
But I loved it because it was real. It was a pug, and it was a kitten, and it was a real pug. It wasn't animated, and they kept on going through all these little... It was really. I'm really surprised nobody knows this movie.
Don't be surprised with us.
Milo and Otis, huh?
The Adventures of Milo
Adventures
and Otis.
Of Milo and Otis.
Yeah, it's really super. It came out in 1986.
86.
Really cute. Like they're one of the movies.
It was
that
cute, Jolene, and it was 86, which means A, I was too young, and B, he was too old. That's what that means.
One of the movies that I wanted to put on, but I couldn't put on because it wasn't really a pet movie, even though it was about surrounded an animal, was The Bear that came out in like 83 or something like that.
Don't know it.
It was like a little black bear. It was very. It was a real bear shot through the whole thing. The mom
that's
got like
really
killed
pet,
by poach. Yeah, that's why I couldn't put it on there. Yeah, but the like, mom got killed by poachers. The baby bill like had like survived on his own, tripped on mushrooms, like tried to find another bear.
Holy shit!
To help him on. Really cute.
It's like
movie.
My life. No.
But again, it
like
wasn't a
20s.
Pet movie,
right.
So I couldn't own it. But that was like my childhood. I liked real animals.
Like my 20s.
I've always connected with animals instead of people. So especially
I still
when they're
do.
Real life
I
instead
still
of animated.
Do.
Me too.
That's what made this list kind of weird. It's like, yeah, I like animals. But.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle, you're number five.
My number five is actually a 1979 movie.
We never voted on a crossover.
I'm going to vote now, and I'm going to say two.
Wait, what?
I'm going to...
We started talking
like
about
we
the crossover, and
the
then
crossover.
We got distracted.
I think that I'll
have...
We have
our little bet. Remember I said
I'm
going to
have
bet.
One with Jolene and one with you. That's what my thought is.
So okay. Two movies total. That's
two movies. Two.
How many of your movies think... Jolene, what it is you have to think how many of your movies you think are on either one of our
my
list
and
okay.
his
either
list.
One, just total.
So total, like you can say okay.
You think one's on both, then you say one's one.
I think two of mine are going to cross over.
Okay.
I think my number two and my number one are going to cross over with one of you.
Jason,
I think my number two is going to cross over with yours, and my number one is going to cross over with yours.
I'm going to say zero.
Ooh,
okay.
I think I have.
Look at him. He thinks he's better than us, bitch. Oh, sorry. All right.
Well, I already know I don't have
I'm
going to
be presently surprised if they don't.
Right. Well, I'm always
so you
surprised.
Picked two?
I picked
Wait,
two.
Wait, I already went and poured
and
the
picked,
shot.
But you said so you're one of... Like,
you picked
one,
and you picked two. Okay, I picked zero. Zero, one,
I picked two.
Okay.
You picked two, too?
I picked two.
So you picked two.
Yeah, you said, like, one of each, and I said
one
of each
one of yours,
well.
One of his I'm going to cross with.
Different
and
movies,
I said
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Two, two. Okay. Two, two, zero.
Okay.
And you said zero.
Guys.
Okay.
It's my turn.
Okay.
What's your number five?
What's your number five, Danielle?
1979. The Black Stallion.
I haven't seen that.
Really? So I read the book. So as a child, I read the book.
Well, I grew up, every chick loved the fucking Black Stallion.
Beauty or whatever, because I never watched that.
Yeah, exactly.
It seemed too really, like, big veggie.
So, okay. Well, anyways. What a cunt.
I'm sorry.
Anybody else need a job?
I need blood and gore. I don't want fucking feelings. Fuck that bullshit.
But that was a thing. That was like one of the first things that made me like cry.
Gotcha.
Honestly, like it was. I don't like people. I don't like things. I don't like inanimate objects.
Don't kill my
and
horse.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it was like, but my horse died. What?
I kind of get that.
Does the horse die in the end?
It's set, the whole thing's set in 1946, 1948, somewhere in there. Like, World War II.
Is it supposed to be a true story or not? I don't know anything about this.
I don't know if it's actually a true story.
The way you said it was 40s, in the 40s.
Well, because it's like around World War II.
Yeah, okay.
So is like the 90s, like the Black Beauty, is that kind of like a remake of it or no?
I'm not sure of that. I don't think so, but because
I didn't with Robert Redford, I think it would. It just seemed too like I like kind of horse whispery.
No.
I think it was a ripoff. Yeah.
Tried too hard to like.
Who was the girl in the Black Stallion? Was it somebody that we know?
I don't know about the Black Stallion.
Is that what you said? What's the movie you said?
But it wasn't a girl. It was a boy
the
in a black stallion.
Oh, yeah. It was a boy in a black stallion.
In the black... what did you say it was?
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about your pick.
Black Beauty's different.
Yeah. I'm talking about your movie.
I'm like...
I don't know your movie. That was kind of like the only like reference I could pull from a movie that I haven't seen.
I've never seen Black Stallion, but I associate it would be a girl with the horse.
No,
but it's
the kid's name is Alec.
Okay.
And Alec is played by a guy named Kelly Reno.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, nobody knows him.
Oh, yeah.
And Mickey Rooney.
He works on the street. I know that guy.
Is in it. And he's traveling with
his... He was the biggest selling box office draw between 1939 and 1940.
Alec is traveling with his father on a ship, and he becomes obsessed and fascinated with a stallion, which it's Arabian stallion.
Okay.
And it's brought aboard, and then the whole ship goes down. And the only two things that come out living from the ship are Alec and
the horse. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, like, it's a really cute, this is my best friend, because it's the only thing that's been there for me.
I guess, yeah.
Have you seen War Horse?
No.
Okay. I know. It just seems like it might kind of sound like...
They both go home. Type of thing, like they're
okay.
They're finally rescued. They both go home, and they begin training together.
Okay.
To race against, I guess it would be the fastest horse ever, type of thing. You know, so it's cute to me that he's like, this is all I have of what's left of my life. Like your dad dies, your family. You know what I mean? Like that's your family is your dad, and he's gone, and you don't know where he is. So you have this horse, and you hold on to that for the rest of what you fucking can, and then you go and you race with him, and you do, and the horse. It's one of those feel goods.
Nice.
And, gotcha.
Yeah. So
cool.
So that was my number.
Nice.
Five.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's the old one from the 70s.
Huh? Oh, yeah. 79.
79.
Old.
Nice. All right.
Old.
For my number five is one of them that, Jolene texted me the other day, and she was asking about the top five. Like, how far can I go on this thing?
Well, because you told me it's a loose category. I'm like,
well,
loose.
I'm glad
is
he
that
tells
bitch.
You that, because he doesn't tell me.
We had to tell Justin Time that a lot, because he would be like,
Justin Time's like, it's about ghosts.
How
I have a lot.
How can I fit Space Jam in this? That's what Justin Time would do.
He did a lot. I love him. I miss him.
And
God bless.
Justin, we miss you.
I do miss him.
So my number five is, it's a pet in a way, because you feed it and you make sure it's keep it alive.
Are you doing Pokemon? Because I'll punch you in your
No, dick. And these characters, they took it. It was... When shit was going down, they needed to get the fuck out. First thing they took care of was their pet. But it was a plant.
No offense, I'd still do that.
I asked you if, like, plants or extraterrestrials.
Well, mine's a plant. It's from 1994 with Natalie Portman and Jean Reno in The Professional. You guys ever see The Professional?
I love that movie.
Oh, you guys are reaching with this. Okay.
Well, it's my number
five. Jason does it a lot.
Okay. It's my number five.
That's a great movie.
It's an essential part of the story because
at the end, she walks out with the fucking plant.
Well, she plants it in the ground because she says...
Well, because he took care of it. That was the only thing that he, like, diligently cared for.
Yeah, he looked for, yeah.
The only other living thing that he cared for was this fucking plant.
If Jason ever dies, that one right there, that plant in the corner.
The rubber tree?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking plant it somewhere.
I think that thing since it was like this big.
He always talks about it. I'm like, we buy a house, we're going to fucking just take a leaf and start from
great
there.
Movie. A little bit of a reach, but a great movie.
Well, but it's essential because even at the end, she plants the final scene is her planting it.
Well, I thought my number
when
four
when she first
was
sees
a
it,
reach,
she like says, like, well, it doesn't deserve to be in a pot. It needs to grow its roots.
Yeah.
And he says that back to her later on, you need to grow your roots. And she plants it in the ground to let it grow.
Yeah, when she's at a foster home and a bunch of people are looking at her like she's fucking weird.
I'm sure landscaping tore it out the next day.
Okay,
you know?
That was Natalie Portman.
They could buy a lawnmower.
That was Natalie Portman as a little girl.
Yeah, like 13.
They totally went back to that. Do you remember the movie that Natalie Portman was in that's also Where the Heart Is?
No.
It was kind of like a made-for-TV movie. Sally Field, the one in The Nun, the Flying Nun,
yeah.
The Incredible
Nun.
Yeah,
I know who she is.
She was the mother.
Sally Field.
She was the mother in it.
Like, really?
She got knocked up like when she was 16, 17 by this no-good redneck kind of thing. They stop at Walmart. He kind of takes off on her.
Yes!
She meets Rizzo. I don't know what the actress name is, but Rizzo from Grease.
Not Portman. What's her name?
But she sees her outside the hospital after she lives in Walmart. She gives birth in Walmart, and she's like, oh, here's this tree. She's like, she mistakes her for somebody else that she grew up with. She gives us that's the one thing that she nursed. She nurses this tree while she's still pregnant before she gives birth.
Yeah.
And then she plants it right in front of that house, just like she planted Natalie Portman when she was like 12, planted it in The Professional.
Wow. Way to bring it back.
Sorry.
But did you see that movie? It was almost like
parallel of like what she was saying when she was planting the tree versus what she was saying when she was planting the one in The Professional when she was before she was a girl. Sorry,
Jolene. Number four.
My number four.
Yes.
Okay. This is the one that I text you about. Like, how loose is the category?
Okay.
My number four. It's the 1986. It's a remake that they turned into a musical from, it originally was 1996 that they...
Oh, hell.
Oh, they just made this movie. This one guy is like, you're done with this movie, right? Leave it up for two more days because I want to film a movie. And it came into a cult classic. They made it into a Broadway musical, and then they made it into a movie, which is Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
It is about a plant, but it's a talking plant.
It's just bad, yeah.
he has to nurture,
I was there,
grow.
But I didn't do it. I didn't
he
do it.
He has to feed it, keep it alive.
Yeah, he has to nurture, grow it. And I wake my husband, on Sunday morning when he says, like, we can go out for breakfast, and he's still sleeping. I'm like, feed me. Feed me, feed me, Andy. Feed me, because my husband's name's Andy and not Seymour, so I have to switch it. He's like, "All right, I'm getting up."
Yeah, if you call him Seymour, he'll be like, "What the fuck?"
Feed me, Andy.
He'll be like, "Bitch, who the fuck is?"
He's like, "All right, I'm getting up." And
that's
come on now, it stars Rick Moranis, Steve Martin, John Candy, Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Ellen Green was Audrey, but it has a lot of fucking people, so many great songs. It's a guilty pleasure where you're just singing along and
belting the
whole thing.
Were you in that play?
It's great.
Jason, were you in that play?
No, a funny story about that play, actually. I was in high school. I was in the alternative high school here in town.
My sister was, too, and she was in that play.
I was in one play, and the next play was Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
And I tried out for it, and I wanted to play Seymour. And my director said that I would make a much better dentist. And I said, no, I want the fucking lead. I was like bitching about it. I wasn't even going to school then anyways. It didn't really matter.
Oh, I love the dentist. But I would be so...
Yeah, looking back now, I would have made a kick-ass fucking dentist.
But you didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
And my sister was there. My sister was in it, so...
Yeah, I wasn't in it at all.
Do you know... Okay, in
they
the
picked
19-
some little gay guy for the Seymour, which probably, you know, I agree, yeah. Probably the better pick.
But do you know the 1960 version, you know, Bill Murray's character, the one that was, like, crazy for the dentist that, like, wanted the pain?
He's the patient, yeah.
Do you know who the original one in the 1960
Jack
one?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack.
One of his first roles.
The 1960 version is actually, it is great. It is funny. It is it's probably better than the musical, but I love all the songs.
There's no songs in the original, in the first?
No.
No. Really?
No, there was a guy that he's executive on a movie sound stage, and he's like, you're done with this movie, right? Leave it up for two more days. I have an idea for a movie. I want to make this. And that's literally what he did.
Yeah.
Seymour is funnier. Audrey is better. Seymour,
I think my sister was Audrey.
Seymour has his mom. He's not an orphan. He has
so your
mom.
Pick's actually the original.
No, no, no. My pick is the 86.
80s. Okay.
Yeah, with Rick Moranis.
You're saying the other one's better, but
it is better. But the guilty pleasure of the talking plant and then all the songs is
the
86.
Didn't talk in the original?
No, nothing.
Not much. No.
Okay.
No.
I don't remember the original.
It not like the 86. The 86 is the one I...
That was a good puppet they had going for that thing. It was,
yeah.
It looked like the Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi, but...
I don't know what that means.
What I did like about the original one, when the plant, like, ate people, he actually ate Seymour in the original movie, and once it bloomed flowers, the center part of the flower was the face of the people that they ate. So you could tell all the people that he ate. If you haven't seen, it's 1960, it's black and white.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but I still love the 86 one because was the one that I first was exposed to.
Oh, yeah.
And it has all the songs and everything. But
yeah.
And like I said, 1960, black and white, it was made in 2 days. It's very tongue-in-cheek, but Audrey's not as annoying.
Well, it's crazy that they picked that kind of movie to make a remake of and, like, write songs for and all that shit.
Well, right. He had no idea. He was like, he just had a hair up his ass, I want to make a movie. And then all of a sudden it came a cult classic. And then they did the Broadway performance of it. And then after the Broadway musical became such a big hit is when they made the movie of it. So it was kind of ass backwards.
Okay.
Which a lot of things in life are.
Yeah.
Nice pick. You know, I kind of had a feeling that was your pick when you said about the plant thing.
Well, I was almost with E.T. with the extra. Because actually, that one fit both because it was a plant from outer space. So it fit both with the talking
plant. It was a plant from outer space. That was a plant he...
it's a mean green mellow from outer space.
Plant that he touched. It was like a domestic plant.
No, if you talk about...
An E.T.?
I'm talking about Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, yeah.
The 86, version, it's a plant from outer space, so it's both an extraterrestrial.
Yes.
And a plant, but I had... E.T. was
pet,
maybe...
Yeah.
E.T. was a runner.
Okay.
But that didn't make my list, but I was thinking of it. Sorry.
I thought you were going with a plant in E.T.
No. Oh,
no. E.T. is the extra.
The marigold? The marigold?
Danielle, number four.
All right, number four. John Goodman.
He was in my number four.
Arachnophobia.
Or, no, John Candy.
There you go. There you go,
I love Arachnophobia.
All I had to say was that. And when you talk about plants and weird animals, pets.
Those aren't pets, though, are they?
Well, sure they are. Who doesn't have a tarantula as a pet?
Oh, my dad had one. I wanted one so bad.
I had one. I was told to get rid of it when I had a kid.
Okay. Growing up in Silver Lake, a small town, village, 2400. That's nowadays. I don't know how much it was when I was growing up. We had a Dairy Queen. It was one of those that was only open during... It used to be only open during the summertime. Now they've revamped it.
Right.
But if you went in there, it had the... always the lights, the neon lights, had and those
spiders,
big ass, the ones with the huge asses, and like the and they always like be like crawling down at you, like the like scared little bitches be running away. I'm like, I still want my ice cream. I'm like, I like the spiders. I don't give a fuck.
So here's my thing with arachnophobia. They went looking for,
they went in the rainforest,
right? And they went looking the bird and then the guy got killed. He got
that's
sent
a movie that's
home.
Been done by DFC, actually.
Yeah,
it can be found on our website.
It can be. He got killed.
I do
and
believe the
he got sent home, and the tarantula came home with him. And throughout the whole time, it's like
it
mated
with another tarantula.
There's a dead this or. So here's the thing with my spiders and me.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with spiders. I have an issue with spiders that live above my head. So the other night I went to go to get into bed, and there's a spider on my wall, literally within 2 feet of where my pillow is. And I'm pissed. Like, don't you fuck with me. So I grab my shoe, and I smack it, and I kill it. The next morning, I wake up, and I have this thing right here. And Jolene, look at it. Right here. Do you see that?
Oh,
see
I totally had one bite my neck once
no.
when I was younger.
Do you see this red mark right here on my face? So I wake up, and there's something going, like, out of the corner of my eye. I see it running on the bed, because we have this huge bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I swat at it. Not a big deal. For the last 3 weeks. For the last 3 fucking weeks, I've had this red mark on my face. So I'm a little pissed. Little bastards. But yes, arachnophobia.
Okay.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
We did the DFC for a while back now.
We did.
It's been a while, but...
But, like, Nerd Note, like, the one, the big, like, rainforest tarantula that they used for that was the bird-eating tarantula.
Right.
I don't think there's any pets in that movie, though.
But they are pets.
Tarantulas can be utilized as pets. My
they
dad
can,
had.
But they're not in this film, though.
That's are you fucking arguing
Except for, like, the weird hair, like, the weird hair beach blonde hair guy that, like, almost wanted, like, the fuck tarantulas is like, I'll come to your town and it looked like my rainforest tarantula, like, mated with your house spider, and now they have babies, and now, like, I'm weirdly aroused. He had one of those as a pet.
I mean, yeah, some people do. It's true.
In the movie, the one guy had one in a cage as a pet.
Hey, we said loose.
You know what? It's a stretch. You know what? It's just as much as a stretch as your first one.
My plant. No, because you kept that alive.
Yeah.
No one's keeping these. They're trying to kill the tarantulas, but okay.
Shush.
So, some of them tried keeping them alive because they wanted to study
them. Maybe I should move my next to a round.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's your number four?
My number four is a film similar to your Milo and Otis, but it came out. This came out in 1963. It's maybe one of my oldest picks I have on my list.
Okay.
But I saw it when I was a kid, and it's been remade since. Poorly, not as good. But the original is classic. It's The Incredible Journey with the Golden Lab, the Bull Terrier, and the Siamese Cat, who are stranded and they find their way back to their home.
Okay, the one with
Homeward Bound.
Yeah. No, that's the remake in the 90s.
The remake with Michael J. Fox as the bulldog.
And Don Ameche is the older dog. Don Ameche from Harry and the Hendersons.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He plays the voice of the older dog in the remake.
I'm sorry, my dog just snored and I had to look at it.
The original film has a narration. What's Rex Allen does the narration and kind of fills you in what's kind of going on, tells you a little bit here and there.
Okay.
But they don't have the dogs talking. There's the animals are just kind of being animals. And they catch them. They get them to do the stuff they need them to do. But you don't have that they're talking. You don't have,
you
their
don't
thoughts
have the narrative.
Going.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's so much better. It's much more natural. It's more like kind of like a nature film, but it's a movie.
So it was almost kind of like my baby bear that I couldn't put on because there's no human interaction, where it was like an actual real life.
But those are
bear.
Pets.
But then they did.
Well, yeah, but these are pets though.
The
because they
on shroom, yeah.
And they do reunite with the family at the end, just like they do in the remake. You know, that's pretty similar. The whole story is
not
pretty close.
Look who's talking it.
Yeah, they're not talking. They're not
dubbing over them.
They have a slight little narration that comes in and tells you where they're going, what they're doing, this and that.
But you kind of draw your own conclusion of like what they're doing in the
scene.
Like they.
Yeah.
They set it up for you, but you watch them do it.
Yeah, and you know what they're thinking. You think in your head. You don't need them.
You
to
can
tell
by their action.
And the dog's going, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Oh, look, a porcupine.
You don't have the dog sticking out his head and be like, bat ears, like in the remake.
Exactly.
I get you.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't have any of that shit. So I liked it a lot more.
Unnecessary filler.
And this is one of the movies that we saw when we were like in third or fourth grade, where they bring you down to like the auditorium and they sit you down one afternoon and they say, okay, it's movie day.
Okay.
And they play a movie for you, and they did that one day. And it was that one, and it struck a nerve, and it's better than the remakes.
That was the bear for me.
Yeah.
That was the other, but I couldn't put it on there because there was a little bit of interaction with humans for poaching, but.
We were looking for more pets, though.
Yeah.
It's good one to bring up, but yeah, it doesn't go on the list, though.
Do you remember that one or no?
I remember hearing of it, but I don't. Can't.
Yeah, it was kind of before. Yeah, I remember. That was one of them that struck me when I was a kid. But so are we going on to number three now? Or are you?
Yes, it's your number three. You bring it out.
All right. Number three. This is one that, my husband brought up at the end. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it kind of grew up in me and, like, resonated throughout my childhood, and I will still watch, and I have it on DVD right now.
Nice, okay.
And it's the 1989 movie starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, I know this one.
Turner and Hooch.
Yep.
Turner and Hooch. So, did I duplicate you, or?
You didn't. I removed this one.
Apparently I did Danny because I thought she.
She's
did
yelling.
Did you say
for
me in the background there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently I duplicated Danny on that one.
Hooch was one of my almost. He was right there.
That was one of the few movies that I cried from.
Yeah, that was like my number one in the movies that made us cry that we had in our top five.
It's my second.
I've used Hooch before, so I took him off this time.
Gotcha.
But Hooch,
he's my second. He's my number two, so.
Yeah, there's a crossover. All right, we got one.
All right, woo. We know we got one crossover.
Oh, it's a great movie. I love that movie until he gets shot, then I turn it off. Okay, movie's over.
But what about the puppies at the end when they're just like bull mastiffs? And collies.
This is not,
not
your
a
room.
Mix.
No, no.
Right.
Not
you
a
have
mix.
Here or there.
Just, yeah.
This is not your room.
But no, it's a great movie. Tom Hanks is an uptight detective that doesn't like to get dirty.
Yeah.
And his partner, who's retiring, is the one that's fucking retiring in every fucking goddamn Lethal Weapon movie. Like, or no.
2 days of retirement.
Or was it Carl Winslow from... I just had Tom Hanks because he was like the mentor, like the mayor. Like,
I think the cop from Falling Down.
Or was he the one from, like, he might have been the one from Family Matters.
It was Reginald Bell Johnson.
He was from Die Hard.
Die Hard. Yes, so he was the one, Steve Urkel. The one Carl Winslow from
Day.
Family Matters. Yeah.
Carl Winslow, yes.
Yes. He was retiring, and then he didn't have a partner. And
not Danny Glover.
No.
Carl Winslow.
So there's this like kind of semi-homeless man that lived on a pier that had a bull mastiff that would like hold everybody by the neck, but like sometimes he had information. He died, and now Tom Hanks had to have him, but he was the only one that saw the killer, and the killer people killed him because it's some kind of drug deal on the pier, but this fucking bull mastiff.
I love the scene where the dog is like on the fourth, fifth floor of the building, and sees the bad guy cross the street.
He's
down
like,
the road.
I'm gonna get him in like the middle of like a wedding procession.
And go out and chase him down, and Hooch is great though.
Turner and Hooch. Yeah, that's a great. That was like a childhood movie that I grew up with that had to be on the list.
All right, and we got a little crossover. So
we do. But that was my number two, and we're on the number three.
Yes.
Which my number three.
Yes.
Is a cat that loves lasagna.
Oh, Garfield.
Oh, Snoopy?
Really?
Okay, Garfield.
It's like Jason.
Garfield was a TV comic TV show that turned into a movie.
Oh, we had a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a movie with...
Who did his voice?
Bill Murray, right?
It wasn't Bill Murray. It was, Oh, hell.
I thought it was
Bill
Murray.
Hold on, I gotta look it up. Was it Bill Murray? Really?
Yeah. But originally he was the cartoon and like the comic strip. But when I first brought this list up to Bowles, I think I already said this. He was like, "Do Elf." Mike, he was a TV show, not a movie.
But Garfield was a movie.
Yes, eventually.
Bill Murray.
Yes.
Two movies, I think he did.
Bill Murray? Or two Garfields.
Oh my god. Okay, but the first one he had like Jennifer Love Hewitt is like the love interest.
Oh.
And he also had the one, oh god.
Who was John?
He was the guy that did the Road Trip.
Oh, that dude. The dude with the cleft lip.
The guy
Meyer.
That was the stoner Brecken and Freddy's dead. Brecken stoner and Freddy's dead.
No, that's never dude.
No, he was no, the stoner and Freddy's dead.
Brecken Meyer is the guy we're thinking of.
The guy that did College Road Trip.
Yeah, he was the main dude.
He did Road Trip.
Freddy Dead.
Yeah.
He was in Freddy's Dead, he was the stoner. The one with the long ponytail.
Oh, Freddy's Dead, maybe. Okay.
Freddy's Dead.
I was thinking of Freddy Jason.
He was the stoner. He's like, I got the power glove. That's how he died.
Oh, okay.
That was it. But he had long hair. That was because he was also the stoner and Clueless.
Yes. He was the stoner and Clueless.
I was just thinking about doing like a Marvin the Martian on my skateboard. He's like, get out of town, I can do Marvin. Yeah, it's the same guy.
I know Clueless. I did not know that.
Freddy's Dead.
Okay.
Where he smoked a joint and then
so
he
what's,
passed
what's
out.
What's your number three?
Garfield.
Garfield.
Guys,
yes.
Garfield. Pull it back together.
With Breckin Meyer and Bill Murray. Gotcha. Okay, nice.
Yep.
So my number three then?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. My number three is a pet that is kidnapped and taken hostage by another group.
Is it terrible? Is it?
Don't tell me it's
It's not a dog.
Nemo.
No, it's the 2009 movie. This movie was fucking hilarious. It was Like Hangover. I'm talking about Mike
Tiger.
Mike Tyson's Tiger. Yeah.
Tiger.
Oh my god, my head hurts.
Because the sequel sucked, but you look back at the first one. And it's fucking,
I've never been able to watch the sequel because I keep on fucking falling asleep.
I can't.
Asleep.
I haven't seen any of the
I kept
extras.
On falling asleep.
Oh, the first one is hilarious, and it was great. And
all
then
I
all
think
of
is it might have been how me and Kat were.
But it's like all of a sudden, holy fuck, there's a tiger in the bathroom. And they don't believe him. And they go in there and look, and sure enough, they're, well, shit, there's a tiger in the bathroom. And it's Mike Tyson's tiger. And they have to bring it back.
Tigers love cinnamon. They hate pepper. Everybody knows that.
And he goes back, and they're playing fucking Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Coming in the air tonight.
But
oh, no.
I thought that was funny. That's a good movie. I got to watch it again sometime. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It was a good movie.
The sequels are horrible, but... thankfully, there's not a Hangover 4 coming out soon, I don't think.
Was there a third one?
Yeah, oh, there's three, yeah. There's three. Because they went.
I haven't even been able to sit through the second one because I keep on falling asleep.
Yeah, I never made it.
I remember, like, what is that? Is it a nipple? What's the Asian guy's dick in the second one? I mean, like, yeah. And then I fall asleep.
Yeah, don't bother with the second and third one, so I think. First one is great, though. It's okay. A classic. It's a good film. I got to watch it again soon. That should be up there. Okay. That's my number three is The Hangover, the Mike Tyson's Tiger.
Okay.
I got to get my tiger back. I'm Mike Tyson.
All right. Am I supposed to go for my number two?
Number two.
My number two is a 1983 horror written by Stephen King.
You're all good.
Do you know what it is, Danny?
No.
No.
1980 what?
Three. The year I was born.
It's not Cujo.
It's also not 1989, so no.
It has to be Cujo.
Is it Cujo?
Is it?
Is that 1983, really?
It's 83. It's Cujo.
I would have thought it was later. But.
No. It was the year I was born. It was 1983. It is Cujo.
What kind of dog was Cujo?
He was a Saint Bernard.
Yes, that's it.
He got bitten by an ant.
Excuse me.
Or a bat. Sorry, not an ant, because I'm drunk. A bat.
Whatever.
And he killed his farmer owner. He was the pet. And then the mom, who was also the mom in E.T.
Yes, Dallas.
Dana.
Dallas
Turkin.
No.
Dana Turkin. I wrote it down. I can't read right now because I'm drunk.
That's not her name, no.
No, I have it written down. Cujo, right there.
The mom was Dallas. D. Wallace was the mom.
No, it was Donna Turkin, and she was also the mom from E.T.
No, D. Wallace was the mom from E.T. and from Cujo.
I looked it up earlier today.
I'm sorry, Jolene.
Look it up on the interwebs right now. Because the boy was Danny...
Hugh Kelly.
No.
Danny Pintadaro.
Pinter, yeah.
He was in what?
Who's the Boss. He was Jonathan from Who's the Boss.
Oh, yeah, he was in something, yeah.
But the mom was Donna Turton. Turton.
No.
I looked it up earlier today.
No, I'm sorry.
Which was also the mom from E.T. And what does it say?
You're partially right, Jolene. Dee Wallace is right here. She's the star. There she is, Dee Wallace. E.T. Yeah.
Good okay, job. Then IMBD was wrong then, because I looked up on IMDb.
Oh, yeah, you mix up a name somewhere, but yeah, no, Dee Wallace was the star.
What does it say on IMDb? Because that's what I looked it up earlier.
I have Dee Wallace as Donna Trenton.
Is that a real name?
Donna Trenton, yeah.
And Donna Trenton was in Cujo.
Yeah.
And she was Tad Trenton, who was Danny Pintanato's mother.
So I...
You're right.
I'm right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she played Donna Trenton. That's the character she played.
Right, and her name is Dee Wallace.
Okay, so I fucked up her character name.
The character name is Donna Trenton.
It's fine.
Yeah. But she was still the same character that played E.T.'s mom.
Not
E.T.'s mom.
Same actress. Same actress.
Dee Wallace.
My God.
So I fucked up, or either IMDb, or I fucked up the character versus the
actress. Well, you saw Donna Trenton and thought that was her. That was her name, but that's her character name.
I looked it up on IMDb.
Look at him. IMDb. And go like this. And be like, you know what the fuck I'm saying. Because that's what I do.
I looked it up more. Like, I looked it all up on
what
IMDb.
What you're saying
earlier.
Is correct.
Yeah.
You are saying that Dee Wallace is Donna Trenton, which is the mom, on Cujo. And
who
you're
is
correct.
Also
who is the mom also.
The same actress played the mom
yes.
on E.T.
Yes. You're correct.
Okay. And Danny
Pintanaro
played the son. They're trapped in the car
right.
the whole fucking time.
It was a hell of a movie.
Yeah. I fucking wanted a St. Bernard so bad.
Is Danny still alive?
He had the HIVs.
That's what I thought. Like, nobody knew that he was gay growing up. Who's the boss?
Everybody did, but nobody really talked about it.
He's 41. He's still living.
Okay.
Okay.
He's worked as a Tupperware sales representative.
Really?
And now he's managing a restaurant in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Well, so he's a restaurant manager. At, like a fucking TGIFs.
Well, whatever. Let him be.
Shenanigans.
Hey, all right.
Shenanigans.
So that was your number two?
That was my number two. Cujo.
Oh, Cujo. All right. Nice.
That's
Danielle.
A great movie.
Number one. Nope. Are we on number two?
Number two. You already gave your number two, which was...
No, I started off the round, so she's got to give her number two.
Her number two was the other one. Wasn't it?
I'm confused.
Did What's you have a crossover
two?
With her?
I did. Which one's yours? Hold on. Because if I give
Turner
mine,
and Hooch.
That's the one.
Okay, so your number two is Turner and
I'm like, that's
Turner
what's up
Hooch.
On my computer right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, so it's Turner and Hooch.
Yeah,
so
Turner and Hooch is my
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
And the Bull Mastiff after that movie.
The
everybody fucking wanted a Bull Mastiff.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes, awesome. Okay. My number two is a non-dog from a 2001 movie. It's an orangutan named Suzanne.
Oh, boy.
We love that fucking monkey.
You love every fucking monkey.
From Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
It's they go and they let all the animals out
I'm
of
the quick commander.
Animal shelter, animal testing lab, I guess it
I
is.
Lied.
Let them all out, and somehow they decide to pick this orangutan named Suzanne and bring her home. And they
that
keep her.
That was more of a scene in the movie, more than a. A part of, like actually being the part of the movie.
Well, no, they hand in handed her.
They
for
take
a
her
while.
From that. She's the one who helps them get out of the diner because they dress her up as a little boy. She also got out there, like, hanging out in the woods, and she's, like, hanging out there. She's at the end. She's in it through the rest of the movie. She's their pet.
Okay.
She's right there, okay. So.
All right.
You know, she's not just in a couple scenes. She's always, you know, there for the rest of the movie.
Okay.
She shoots, what's his name, in the ass with a fucking gun, a dart gun. She's Will Ferrell. She shoots him in the ass at the end. She saves the day.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a great pet. I'd like to have Suzanne on my side.
Good.
That's my number
you,
two.
Buddy.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Is that my dog snoring?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That rumbling sound is the dog snoring. Sorry, folks. Okay, number one.
Okay. I'm going to be...
Number one.
I'm going to be very, very disappointed if this doesn't cross over with one of you guys.
Hasn't yet.
Pull it together. All right, come on.
My number one is the 1984 movie.
Oh, nope.
Starring Corey Feldman.
What? Gremlins?
Yes.
Cute.
How good is that? Oh, it's a great pet movie and one of the best Christmas movies. It's great.
Which we did.
Another movie done by Dave.
I couldn't even. Oh, but Phoebe Cates is in it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, she didn't get topless. So,
yeah.
However, I will say, in all fairness, I like that movie.
I love Gremlins.
They taught kids that there's no Santa Claus.
Is that my
dog?
Point is?
Wait.
Sorry, dog. They taught kids there's no fictional character as Santa Claus. And your fucking point is?
It was sad.
Also, there's no Jesus.
It was very sad.
And your point is?
Hey.
Son of a bitch. Anyways.
Is a Mogwai a good gift, though? It didn't seem like it.
I would love a Mogwai.
Yeah,
you
I
don't
would.
Feed him after midnight?
Which is great, because at this point in my life, I'm not a fucking wake after midnight. Right now, it's 11:19. I'm ready for bed.
How do those rules go, though? Like, after midnight?
You can't get them wet.
8 a.m. is after midnight.
And you
can't feed them.
And you can't feed them after 12.
8 a.m. is after midnight.
If you get them wet, they multiply. If you feed them after midnight, they
turn into
failure.
I think,
okay. Noon is after midnight.
Okay, wait. So here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
As somebody who works in the medical profession.
Uh-huh.
After midnight is until 3 a.m.
We don't let it all hang out. After midnight. After midnight.
All right, I'm ready for bed.
I got to call my husband at some point.
No, that's a great number one.
I got to call my husband because I need
to
ride home. I don't have one of those.
One.
I have
number
him,
one.
So
I do have, I have... I have a long list for, like, runner-ups.
We'll get to that after.
We're not there yet.
I know. I'm okay.
Right.
I know what
so
your number one.
Hey.
Number
Jolene
one.
Does know my number one.
I do.
She knows
and
my number
And I had to take mine off because it wasn't the focus of the movie.
And here's the thing. We were said it revolved around a pet. And the first fucking word in the goddamn name of the title of the movie is pet. So
cemetery.
Suck my asshole.
Yeah,
1989, Pet Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. I totally brought it up.
If I had a boy, the very first name I thought of was Gage. The second name was Renton for Train Spotting.
To take off Pet Cemetery because it wasn't that much, or not Pet Cemetery, but Ace Ventura Pet Detective because it wasn't that.
That was
involved.
The other one I thought of. But no, Pet Cemetery, because the first way it started was... What are you doing? Oh,
he's playing the music.
It takes me a minute.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, right. So my thought was the very first thing about it was a pet. And that's how the whole thing started.
The black cat.
Well, they were.
And
cat.
Herman Munster.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So
the actor
pet.
Who played Herman Munster was the fucking the next door neighbor that was warning them about everything. They got his fucking Achilles heel slashed by the reanimated kid.
Which every time I see that,
kid. Oh
my god, that hurts.
You know what? That Achilles heel slash was worse than the one with Kevin Bacon with Accused. Accused was the movie that he was in, wasn't it?
No idea.
Accused or the Invisible Man?
Oh, there was one movie where he was like a prisoner in a movie. Like, they were like, yes. I believe it was The Accused. I'm not sure.
No, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't remember either.
He never knows.
But where he was, like, a prisoner in there, he was guilty, okay. But they, like, treated him worse than that they were supposed to, and they slashed his Achilles heel. I don't know.
I haven't seen Pet Sematary in years, though. It's good, still a good flick.
It was a great movie. Yeah. The creepy, like, old aunt with the red hair that was, like, skeleton, that was like, feed me. She was always creeped the fuck out of me.
Nice.
Okay.
And the director was Mary Lambert.
A relation to you?
It's a name play. No.
That was a name play if it's the same exact name.
Shush. Jason.
Jason, what's your number one?
I was jamming the Ramones for a minute here. Alright, alright. My number one, huh?
Yeah. What's your number one?
Alright, pause this. What is my number one? My number one is a movie that really rang a tune. Are you gonna come up here and join us?
We had to talk about our honorable mentions after this, if you have any.
Oh, I got some, yeah. But my number one is from 2007. It's
2007,
one that,
you said?
Yeah, you wouldn't think this would be my number one, but it's a kid's movie, a family movie that I just love it. I think it's great. What?
Finding Nemo?
No, get off here and talk on the mic if you're going to talk and talk. Don't talk over there from over your couch. If you're going to, you got to shout really loud. But
what is it?
It is Underdog from 2007.
I never saw that.
Oh my god, you gotta see it. It's Jason Lee as Underdog.
Okay.
He does all the lines, and Underdog, you know, he gets his powers and he does talk. And it's Jason Lee. And Peter Dinklage is the bad guy. He's Dr. Bar Sinister, the little tiny midget, you know, bad guy in the cartoon.
Okay.
Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld, the putty guy. He's the thug guy. It's just a great cast. The dogs are cool. The kid's not annoying that much. The dad is Jim Belushi.
I went a lot older with my movie.
This one, usually I do. It's funny. I have three of my top five are in the 2000s. But this one is, when I think of pets, and a pet that I would want as my pet, it would be fucking Underdog, spoken by Jason Lee. Fuck off, get up here and talk to Mike. Danielle is down for the count.
One of my movies that really, like, almost made my list, but it wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was one of my first movies I remember watching when I was a young kid. It was the horror movie in 1988, Monkey Shines. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. That's one with the clappy monkey?
No, that's the guy with... He has an accident and becomes paraplegic, and he gets a helper monkey because he doesn't want a nurse. He doesn't want to feel like he's disabled. And then, like, the helper monkey has, like, a twitch because they pretty much abuse him to become a helper monkey.
Okay.
And then he, like, starts torturing his paraplegic person that he's supposed to help around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love Monkey Shines. That was, like, one of my first movies I remember. It was, like, one of the, like, greatest scenes is, like, where he's supposed to be, like, the monkey's shaving him with, like, the straight razor, and he's, like, and he realizes, like, fuck. Like, he's not really just shaving me. Like, he can really just slit my throat.
Damn.
I highly suggest the poster had
the monkey clapping with the...
Yeah, the wind-up with the symbols.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was kind of a play on that. Like, yeah, you want him to just do what you want, but... The cost of how you get him to be there. So
there's
a lot
more to the movie than that. Huh?
Yeah, because you kind of see that he's like one of those, like, he kind of like switches, like he's like trying to tell him what he does, and he's really not doing it wrongly. He's not like beating the monkey, but he kind of like has a flashback of when he was training, kind of like type thing, and he's like, wait, I'm kind of just more like a slave, so type thing.
Huh.
Because they really do, at that point, like I said, they came out in 88. Monkey helpers, like, they had the dog helpers, but monkey, like, it was actually kind of a thing at that point in time.
Alright.
And to really get them to be that way, you really did have to kind of abuse the fuck out of them. It was one of those smaller one, like, Capuchin monkeys.
Well, if you don't put
still,
the line, these animals weren't harmed in this film at the end of your movie, that means they were fucking harmed in your movie. Pretty
yeah.
much. Cause
and this movie was kind of like an error on that,
I'm,
but
I'm,
they I'm sure they harmed the fuck out of them.
That warning in there, but...
Yeah.
All right, what's your other... also, or
a couple of other ones that were on there, like Beethoven.
Oh,
Beethoven.
Good. Yeah, he had a bunch of them, too.
Yeah, there was like a whole bunch of them. Do you remember the 1993 movie that came out that was called Prehistoria?
Prehistoria, no.
Okay. This kid, okay, it was the kid from Last Action Hero. Hmm. And the one that was also the love interest in My Girl 2.
Anna Chlumsky?
No.
That was the girl, but the guy. And it with the longer hair, who was also in Last Action Hero.
I know he went gay in that movie.
Anyways, his dad.
Macaulay Culkin was in. He was in.
Yeah.
No, that was the first one. This is My Girl 2.
Oh, it's about a girl.
Where she goes to California.
A new guy.
Gotcha. With
okay.
her, yeah.
I thought it was about him.
Well, like, his dad's kind of like an archaeologist, and he finds, like, these kind of, like, little eggs, and he ends up, like, hatching them. There's, like, 4 to 5 inch, like, little dinosaurs. It was really fucking retarded, but, you know.
They hatch dinosaurs? My Girl too?
Just this movie. No, just the actor that was in it. And
the actor hatched dinosaurs?
In Prehistoria. It was really bad. It was an early
movie.
Oh,
in the other movie. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. I just remember, like, going to, like, a sleepover girl movie, and we watched it.
All right. Awesome.
Best in Show, Free and Libby.
Best
Free
in Show
Willy.
Was good. That was, yeah.
Yeah, Free Willy was on there.
Yeah.
Andre.
Andre.
The girl that taught the little seal how
oh, okay.
to do shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm a little younger. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice. Danny, you have any runners-ups?
No.
Danny is out.
E.T. was like under, like maybe because he was more of like an alien, but I wasn't sure if he was a pet.
Yeah, he was been a
borderline.
Yeah. But my list, I also have Hooch. I have Turner Hooch for you guys. I also have Gizmo. He's on there.
Okay.
And go then ahead. I have Caesar from Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
When James Franco and John Lithgow they take the
oh, so the remake?
Ape in. The first newest one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Congo was a move on a good one. I did just release it. Oh shit! I like banged my knee on the table. Sorry about that.
I got this Rottweiler named Snot from Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
He was, you know, he was cousin Randy. Randy Quaid. What was his name?
Randy's brother. Yeah.
What was his name?
Shitter's Fall.
Yeah. What was his name? Cousin. Fucking not Larry, not Randy. It was Randy Quaid. It was the actor.
He was in all the other Griswold movies. And
yeah. Oh, fuck. God damn. All right, but anyway, he had this dog named Snot, the Rottweiler, who chases the cat and the squirrel all over the house.
Yep.
Yeah, fun. I also had Daisy the Beagle Puppy from John Wick. And
I don't think I haven't seen that one either.
She dies right at the beginning. That's kind of what sets him off. John Wick is like a retired hitman, and his girlfriend dies or something like that? His girlfriend dies, and all he has left is their puppy that they had together. So it's him and this puppy, and he's trying to deal with it. He goes for a ride to a gas station, get cigarettes or whatever else, and some gangsters are hanging outside. They're like, oh, that's a nice car. He's driving this, like, fancy-ass fucking car, because he's been a hitman, so he has all his money.
Yeah.
So he has this beautiful fucking car. They're like, oh, they follow him home, see where he lives. They go there in the night. Kill his dog, beat the fuck out of him, and steal his car.
Shit.
So because they killed his dog, he goes after them all and fucking takes them all out.
I'd kill motherfuckers who kill my dog,
too. Hell yeah, Yeah, John Wick is a pretty decent movie, so if you haven't seen that, I recommend at least release a rental.
Didn't they just recently make another one out of that?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, though.
Okay.
At the very end, he finds a little pit bull puppy that he walks away with. So he has a new puppy at the end of John Wick 1. I don't know what happened to John Wick 2. They come back and kill a new dog? I don't know, but this is one of the movies where I can deal with a dead dog. It was okay because it happens early on, and it sparks the whole thing. He's like, I'm fucking shit up.
Okay.
So, I got two more. I got the good one, which I should have made in my top 5. was Doug from Up.
I only saw that once.
Yeah, Doug is hilarious.
I'm a dog. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
My name is Doug. I am a dog. I like you. I should have a Doug soundbite ready for us to play. But I don't. Sorry. But what'd he say? He said, I am Doug. But that one I also had. This one was more like probably one that wouldn't make it. But I had Short Round from Temple of Doom.
Okay.
He was kind of Indiana Jones' pet.
Yeah.
What?
That's more of a stretch reach. From the plant that from The Professional.
No. No, you're
wrong. I also had Fly Away Home on my list before.
That's a good one.
But Short Round is not his pet?
Do you remember Fly Away Home?
I do not.
Okay. The actress that was... What was the girl that couldn't touch you in X-Files? Or no, Rogue. X-Men. Rogue. The actress who played Rogue. In the movies.
Okay.
She was like a...
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
That was Mystique in the originals.
Oh my god, he's so stupid when it comes to that.
But anyways, when she was like about 13 or something like that, her like... Her parents were divorced, her mom died, so then she's, like, forced to live with her father. And, like, he's got, kind of in the country, some, like, commercial people are, like, bulldozing down forests and shit like that. And she becomes, like, finds a goose nest with a whole bunch of gooselings, little goslings. And she's like, no.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I'm lost.
My way home.
Okay.
So she, like, kind of adopts them, and, like, her and her father, like, show them how to, like, fly south for fucking winter.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it is. It's an early 90s movie. Well, no, late 90s movie, 1990.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. I'm Jason signing off with my guest host,
Jolene.
And then I also have Danielle over there on the couch. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next time.